The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, I'm going to give you a real quick sneak peek of episode 666 that comes out tonight on Dead Rabbit Radio. And I'm telling you, this is not a LARP. I don't know what was going on during the recording process. I was recording it in the haunted closet as I normally do. And first I thought it was me shuffling around in my chair. I had recorded a lot of stuff that day. Maybe I was uneasy, but throughout the editing process, and it gets worse through the episode, there's rustling in the closet. And this particular segment you're about to hear, you'll hear, first off, a set of three knocks, and then a weird sound. And then I continue on, because I'm not hearing anything in the closet while I'm talking. And then you'll hear me continue talking, and then you'll hear a set of three knocks again. I don't know what this is. It could easily be me shuffling around in the super hot closet, because I did have a long day of recording. It could be someone else doing stuff nearby that it's picking it up. I've been editing out 90% of the knocks, but it's getting to the point where they're happening while I'm talking. So I wanted to share it with you. Possible demonic intrusion into episode 666, or the ghost of the closet warning us, or totally rational explanation that doesn't involve any of those, but I wanted to share them with you as a preview for tonight's episode of 666 of Dead Rabbit Radio. And sorry for the sound quality, I'm recording this on my gaming headset while I'm editing.
And people are, at the end of the day, I think people who do try to summon demons, it's because of two things. One, they're seeking power. It's three things. One of them is seeking personal power. One of them is trying to prove that they exist, some sort of validation. And the other one is they're desperate. They're desperate. And that's the saddest one. Like someone just trying to figure out, like, I wonder if demons exist and they do these rituals and nothing happens, then that just confirms what they think. But there are people who are desperate, who their backs to the wall, they don't have enough money, things like that.